Okay, so the Mishnah had said that if you shecht an animal in the field, right? The Mishnah says shachta basada. There's Mishnah chafem and alef. Shachta basada lo yivena b'mot uvemotav. Well, maybe biyada evarim evarim. That when you bring it, right, this animal, right, that you shechted because, you know, whatever, because it was dying and you wanted to shecht it before it would be a treifa. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says that when you bring it, don't bring it on a pole. Or that was the normal way to carry the animal, right? You know, you've seen it, right? You just put it on the pole, you right. Flay the animal, you know, hang it, and two right. People carry it, whatever. Don't do that. But bring it piece by piece. Now, the implication of the Gemara, of the Mishnah, rather, is that there's a problem with bringing it evarim evarim, and there's a problem with bringing it b'mot. If you bring it piece by piece, so at no given moment are you doing something which looks particularly weekday oriented, that looks taxing, that is taxing, right? Meaning people carry pieces of meat, right? That's, you know, you do that in Yom Tov, right? You're going to cook, so you bring, you know, you bring a piece of meat, you put it on the barbecue, and you know, zeo, that's fine. But there's a downside, which is if you want to bring a whole cow piece by piece, it's going to take you, you know, 20, 30 trips. I don't know. On the other hand, if you take it on the pole, so you'll be done at one shot, but while you're schlepping it on the pole, it's going to look very weekday, right? That's not the type of thing you do in your suit, right? You know, you put on your, you know, you put on dirty clothes while you're schlepping this huge piece of meat. So the simple implication of the Mishnah is when you have a choice between two things that are going to detract from Yom Tov, you should opt for the one that has no single egregious act, even if that means you're going to end up spending the whole night, you know, involved in non-Yom Tov activity. Right, that's the simple implication of the Mishnah.
Can I ask you, is this same problem in terms of Chol Moed? We have the same issue, right? We don't want you to triach yourself, right?
And Yom Tov is a bit, and Chol Moed is a bit different because
isn't that the basic thing that you don't want to look?
Well, again, I mean, there's two different things there, right? One doesn't look like it's a problem, but right. But practically, you're actually
right.
Doing a lot of effort. The other one is a visual, is an optics question, right? One is a right optics. One is a right. It's by the sheer number,
right?
That you're actually. I mean, you have similar questions on Chol Moed. It's not as severe.
Okay.
I mean, in general, in Chol Moed, we wouldn't have any limitation to Litzorah Hamoed,
right?
Here, even though it's Tzorach HaMoed, right, Tzorach Yom Tov, we still have a limitation. The Rishonim note that this isn't so simple. Because if you look at number 12, this is the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says as follows. Amar le, Rava bar Rav Chanan Labaye, Michti, Amar Rabbanan, Kol Mila di Yom Tov, Kama de'esher l'shanuye mishaninan. The Rabbi said that on Yom Tov, right, you're allowed to do Malach on Yom Tov, but as much as you can change it from weekday activity, the better. Right, meaning you're allowed to do malach on Yom Tov, but if you can make it different than weekday, so you should. So hani nashe demalin chatzvayu maya my time alo mishaninan. So why is it that these women who schlep water on their heads, why don't they do it differently? Right, you've seen this, right? If you've seen pictures of what they do in Africa, right? You put these pails of water on your head. Yes. Yeah. No.
Yes,
no.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Why is that a malach?
I'm saying I have pictures of my mother doing this. It's not like, you know, this is always my go-to. You know, my mother's 3 years in the Peace Corps have provided me with examples for everything under the sun.
Was she in Africa?
She was in Botswana for 3 years
in
the Peace Corps. So I have all these pictures, you know. That's what you did. You didn't have running water. You slapped them on your head in a pail. That's what you do. Alan is wrapping his head around this first.
No, but because it's carrying. Why is it a malach to carry?
It's not a malach.
No,
it's mutter. But he's saying, but when you do it, right, since we say, I mean, Havara is a malacha, but it's mutter on Yom Tov. But even when something is mutter, we want you to do it in a less, you know, weekday way. So the Gemara asks, so then why is it that these women who schlep the water, they don't even do it differently? So the Gemara says, my time alo mishaninan. So the Gemara answers, mishom de lo afshar, because they can't. Because hechi lavde, what are they going to do? Demalian bechatzva rabba. One option is to fill it in a much If they normally fill it in a big thing, and right, that's why you balance on your head, so you can use both hands, right? So instead, they'll put it in a bunch of water bottles. So then they'll end up walking back and forth more and more. If they normally carry it in something which is, you know, mid-sized, they can put it on their head, and they do, you know, 10 trips like that. So now you'll say, schlep it in a barrel. Then it'll be one big act of schlepping. Nifras Sudra, maybe you'll say, okay, do a symbolic change. Put a cloth on your head. Asili Deshita, that's not going to work, because what'll happen? You're shaking, and the water will spill, and then what'll you do? You have a wet cloth in your head, you're going to squeeze it out, right? And that's a malacha, because you're not allowed to squeeze. So that's just dangerous. Nachse bin Nichlama, Zimdim Demafsik, Ba'asla Mikdare, right? You put something else, this like, a rope, a cord of something, it'll end up, right, breaking, right? And you have to, you know, tie hilkach lefshar, right? So it's impossible. Now, what do you see in this Gemara? The Gemara
says...
Why can't
your husband help them out as a solution? Why doesn't he take it? Isn't that a shinui? That should be okay.
Wow, this was what people did. But what in this Gemara, you see that... first of all, we always want you to change, if possible. But the Gemara is worried about both, right? The Gemara doesn't want you to do something that will increase the number of trips, or something that'll increase
the
strenuousness of a single act.
Right.
Then the third Gemara that's relevant is in number 13. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says as follows: Mafalan in afil arba v'chamech kupos shel tevin v'shel tvuah mina orchem. Let's say you have a storehouse and you have a bunch of guests coming. So you want, and you have boxes of grain. So you're allowed to move out four or five boxes of grain for guests. Mina bittel beis medrash, or you know, for some reason, the beis medrash in the back there are boxes, and you have to clear them out so people can learn. You can't do this in a actual storehouse. You could do it in your living room, right? That happens to have some things in storage in the base medrash, whatever. So the Gemara says, "Ibailu hani arba v'chamish kupos tika amar ba'arba v'chamish kupos in tfeilo." When it says four or five, why four or five? Does that mean only four or five? But more than that, no. Alma lemuute bihilu chadif. What would that indicate? That would indicate that we try to minimize the number of trips you're going to make. Meaning, you can only move, you can do four or five trips. After four and five trips, right, that's it. It's too much schlepping for you. O Dilma, Vim'ute Masri Adif. Or do you say, that no, four or five is just an example. Right now, sorry, Lemute Hilucha Adif means do four or five trips. But that means, even if it means loading up, right? Do it in four or five trips and then be done. Or do you say four or five is just an example? And if four or five is going to mean that you have to carry a massive load, we would say don't do that, right? Mm-hmm. Meaning if the choice is between doing four and five massive loads or doing 10 small loads, right? So we'd tell you to do 10 small loads. Meaning is four or five dafka saying, look, whatever it takes, make sure you don't do more than five trips? Or is the Gemara giving an example, but we'd rather you do 10 trips rather than schlep? So the Gemara says, Tashma, Ditani Chad Mafan Afil Arba V'Chamesh Kupos Shalkade Shemen V'Shalkade Yain. He said, let me prove it. Because one place says four or five trips of oil and wine. V'Tani Idach Be'Esher V'Chamesh Esrei. And another Brisa says 10 or 15. My love B'Hakim Ifilgei. So why don't you just say, this is the Machlokes. The Mar Savar Mi'uta Behilucha Adif U'Mar Savar Mi'ute Masoy Adif. That one says more trips of less weight is better, and one says less trips of more weight is better. Lo, the Gemara says, "Dechule amamuta behilucha adif." Everyone agrees that it's better to make less trips with more weight. You think it's talking about 10 or 15 boxes, meaning 10 or 15 trips? Akadin kai, it's talking about 10 or 15 jugs, which you do in four or five trips. Right, you know, it's a bunch of water bottles. It's just saying you put them all in a box and that's it, right? This isn't a contradiction. V'lo kash, it's not a contradiction. Ha dimishtakli chad bechad bekupa, v'amishtakli trey trey, v'amishtakli tlasa tlasa. Zikuri deharpanya, right? Depends how many are you putting in each box, right? That's all, just do the math. So the Gemara says, Ibailu. Further question. Hani arba v'chamesh tekamar afagav disle orchin tuva. When we say you're only allowed to move 4 or 5 boxes, is that even if you have 100 guests, right? You got to clear out your whole house because, but you're only allowed to clear out 4 or 5 boxes. After that, too bad on the guests, right? You can't have them, right? Odilma hakol lefi orchin. Or do you say, look, this is a sliding scale. If you have 3 guests, so look, you could squeeze in. You move out 4 or 5 boxes, they can squeeze in. So they don't move out 6, 7 boxes. Meaning move out 4 or 5 boxes, that's enough work, and squeeze in the chairs. But if you have 100 guests and you need to move out more boxes to do it. Or do you say, it depends on guests. Well, when it depends on guests, what does that mean? Chad gavra mafani lekulhu. Does that mean that once you have 100 guests, each person can carry... one person could clear the whole room. Odilma gavra gavra mipnei lenafshe mifani lenafshe. Or do you say, look, we never want one person schlepping that much. Have each person. You have a lot of guests, so good, right? This is like what you do in yeshiva, right? You know, Rebbe would have over 25 students. You know, you don't have one guy come early and schlep all the extra chairs from the shul, right? You have the whole shir come, and each one takes a chair for themselves and brings back their own chair, right? That's what you do. So Tashma, Amar Rabba, Amar Rebchia, Pam Achas Halach Rebbe LaMakom Echad, V'ra Makom Dachog L'Tamidim. Rebbe once had a case. He went and he found that there was no room for the students. V'yatzal Asadim, Matzas Adim Leya Omrim. V'ima Rebbe Kol Asadim Kula. So Rebbe said, "Let's have shear in the field," and he cleared the whole field by himself, which shows that one, it depends on guests because here he needed more room, so he worked more, and two, one person can do it himself. Rav Yosef, Amar of Hoshea. Pam achas halach Rabbi Chia lemakom echad v'ra makom dachog letamidim v'yatzal sadem matzal sadem leah omrim v'imer Rabbi Chia kol asadem kula shma mina kol lefi orachin. So you see that it all goes based on guests. But the Gemara says v'adayin tibalach. I can still ask you. Fine. So if you have 100 guests, so then you're not limited to clearing out only 4 or 5 boxes. But still, when Rebbe did it or Chia did it, does that mean Rebbe did it himself? Or maybe it meant that Rebbe said, he brought a bunch of Talmidim with him and said, you know what, we got to have shear, let's clear out the field. Right, so Adayin Dibayla, Chad Gavra Mefani Leilukula, Dilma Kol Gavra Vegavra Mefani Leinafshe. You still have to ask, is one person clearing it for himself, or is it one person clearing for everybody? Tashma V'Imber Rebbe. So he said, well, doesn't it say that Rebbe did it by himself, which sounds like one person can make 100 trips? Gemara says, Ulatamech Rebbe B'Dinafshe Imer. So what are you talking about? You think the elderly Rebbe, you know, that's what happens? The Rosh Hashiva goes and clears out the whole field? You're out of your mind. He said, "Let's see if
he
emer." Right? Right, yeah. He said, no, it means that Rebbe said, I want Shir there. And he called all his servants, all his students, exactly. Said, you know, nu, yalla, let's make Shir here. Fine. Le'olam kochad v'cham, mefani le'nafshe. And each one did it for himself.
Is Rebbe or Michia?
What? Oh. There's two stories. Right? It was two stories.
Oh,
right? So what do you have? So you have our Mishnah, which sounds like, if you have a choice, do more trips with less weight. You have the Gemara on Kuf Memches, which says, we don't want you to do either, right? Meaning, we don't want you to have more weight or more trips. And if there's no way of changing, so then,
whatever you can do,
you do. And then you have this one, which says, right, you're limited on trips. Right, meaning 4 or 5 is the max, right? But what does that mean, right? And if you need more than 4 or 5, so you can't do it yourself, you get the guests to help. But what does that mean? That the Gemara in Shabbos implies that if you have a choice between multiple trips or several heavy trips, meaning you go for several heavy trips, right? Each person can do 4 or 5 heavy trips, and after that, you got to get other people involved. You can't be schlepping all day. So the Rishonim look at this and say, I don't get it. I have 3 Gemaras. And none of them say the same thing. The Gemara in Beitza says, I prefer multiple small trips to less big trips. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chavav, which says, I'd rather a few heavy trips than a bunch of little trips. And then you have the Gemara in Kuf Memchez that throws his hands up in the air and says, I don't want to increase the weight, I don't want to increase the number of trips. So if the only choice is increase number of trips or increase... Wait, so then just do whatever you normally do because there's no way of changing, right? Because either way is bad. So then do whatever you normally do. So you have 3 possibilities, right? More trips, less weight. More weight, less trips. Or if the only choice is more weight or more trips, then don't change and do whatever you normally do, right?
But our Mishnah may not be comparable to any of this.
Okay, why?
Okay, our Mishnah is talking about a case where the animal is going to die, so you're deciding to shecht it beforehand. If the concept of bamot is connected to that specific case, then they could be saying that you can't use it that way because it's near the end of Yontov, and you could do the rest of the schlepping after.
Okay, good.
Good.
So this is what the Rashba says. The Rashba notes this. The Rashba says in 14. Right, he doesn't take that exact angle, but he goes in that direction. Right. The easiest way to do this is to say they're not identical. So why? So he says, Shachtu is a levin abamot. Vamot avol miyava ivarim ivarim. He says, V'afal gav de mafish behilucha. V'aminu ferek mafan demutu behilucha tfei adiv mimarba behilucha umimai bemasui. He said, even though by making you schlep limb by limb instead of in one fell swoop, that seems to contradict the Gemara in Shabbos, because the Gemara in Shabbos said we'd rather you do it in a heavier load than in multiple trips. Shiny hacha, the maybe a mode of a mote, the Mexico of Nindachal, said it depends. Because the other two Gemaras, well, let's take the Gemara just in Kof Chav Vav, meaning the case of the guests with the boxes. Carrying a box is not a weekday activity, right? It's not. It's just an activity, right? It's just a thing you do. You carry boxes. So the Rashba's first possibility is, look, when do we say that we would rather you do a few heavy loads than a million small loads, when neither one is particularly egregious from the optics perspective? Right? I mean, if you came into someone's house on Yontif and they were carrying a box of toys, right? You would say they're carrying a box of toys, right? It doesn't look like they're violating the spirit of the day. And if you saw them carrying one toy, it also wouldn't. So the Gemara says, look, carrying one toy is not a violation of the spirit of Yom Tov, and carrying a box of toys is not a violation of Yom Tov. So now we have a choice. Would we rather you just schlep up the whole box of toys in one shot, or would rather you carry, you know, go up and down the stairs carrying one toy at a time, each truck, each Lego, right? Which one do you want? So the Gemara says, in that case, we'd rather you just schlep up the toy box instead of, right, do one schlep and now you're done and you can sit back and relax. What's the problem in our Gemara? Carrying pieces of meat is not anti-Yom Tov. But carrying a flayed animal on your back with two people carrying a pole, that is, right, from an optics perspective, that's a Yom Tov activity, right? That's something you take off your suit, right? You take off your nice white shirt, you put on dirty clothes, right? This is a very, very weekday activity. So the Rashba says, look, all things being equal, if neither the increase in weight or the increase in trips is going to ruin the optics of Yom Tov, so then you should prefer making one big trip and being done. But if one of them looks terrible, so avoid it. That's possibility one. Possibility two is more what Howie said. He said, "V'yesh mafarshim shlosser kan ela b'misukenes." No, the rule is the Gemara in Shabbos. The rule is that if I have a choice, go for one big trip over many little trips. Why is it different here? Because this whole thing is a harama, right? This whole thing is a deceptive case. It was an animal that you don't really want for Yom Tov, right? It's an animal that you're killing on Yom Tov and eating a little bit of meat as an excuse to shecht it because you don't want to lose it. Meaning this whole thing is a big, one big deceptive, right, anti-Yom Tov thing. It's mutter, but it's already not in the spirit of the day. We just let you do it because you're going to lose money. Right? Sheyesh l'kol shel nishcha machmas Yom Tov mamish. So everybody knows it's not really for Yom Tov. And that's why we say, look, if you're shechting, like, when you're shechting an animal, not really for Yom Tov, which we give in and let you do it to not lose the money, don't make a production about it, right? Don't shech the animal and then schlep it in your dirty clothes, on your back, right? Do it b'tzniut, right? Meaning, shecht it, take it in pieces, right? You don't need to make a big show. And sure, so there we tell you, the normal rule is, if neither way is going to make a show, so go with one big trip. But here, everybody knows what you're doing. It's a harama, deceptive. So why? So don't go out of your way and make it look even more weak than it already has to. But what comes out of that? Aval briah shenishkata litzorach yom tov. But what comes out of that is that, let's say, this is actual shechita for yom tov, meaning this isn't a trick, right? It's 10 in the morning, and you're having a 50-person barbecue for lunch. So you want fresh meat. So you go and you shecht an animal. So then he says, no problem. Go, revert to the Gemara on Shabbos. Because if it's 10 in the morning, right, and the whole shul is invited for a barbecue kiddush at your home, so everybody knows it's l'chavod Yom Tov. So then we revert to the Gemara on Shabbos and we say, so do it in one shot. Because one big shot is better. Mavachi shana imef shar l'shanot. And he says, what about the Gemara in Kuf Mem Ches? So Gemara says, look, you have three rules, right? All things being equal, prefer more weight to less trips. Why don't we do that in Beitza? One of two reasons. Either, even when you're doing that, don't do something that from an optics perspective looks really, really bad. Right? I mean, that's the exception. Just don't do something that looks really, really weekday-like. Or alternatively, only when something is really a harama, is really deceptive, and really is not Yom Tov-like, do we tell you, look, be quiet about it. But normally, the rule is, if this is really for Yom Tov, so then do it in one shot. But what does the Gemara in Kuf Mem Ches tell you? Gemara in Kuf Mem Ches says, but look, even though we tell you, prefer one big shot to many little shots, you should still find a symbolic way of changing what you do during the week. Because that still is a nod to the fact that it's Yom Tov. If possible. Maybe a kada yain lo yuvem b'sal v'kupa v'maybe akteve l'ofanav. V'yeshomrim. Third possibility. Duhu adin l'briya. U'misuken ez rochadim elson nakachein derech lishchot ez abriyas b'sadel v'vesev v'chindas haramam zal. Or some people say, no, even in a healthy animal, you can carry this way. You have to carry in pieces. Or and he says, and I also think that in this case, you can't take the hide with you, because normally we let you do that, because otherwise you won't shech the animal. But here, you're going to shech the animal one way or the other, so minimize the Yom Tov, the anti-Yom Tov things, right? Take the meat, but don't start dealing with the hide, fine. Alternatively, you can take the hide, because in the end of the day, the carrying of the hide is only Durabanan, so big deal. But what do you get? So the Rashba notes that you have this seeming contradiction. He has basically two answers, right? One is, prioritize less trips, even if it means bigger trips, unless it's really, really, really egregious from an optics perspective. Possibility two is, in a normal circumstance, do less trips with more weight. But if it's a misukenet, right? If it's something which is deceptive to begin with, then we want you to do it as quietly as possible. And there we'll tell you, look, do it in small, quiet trips rather than one big trip. But his overarching rule, and the nafkamina between those two, is, as he notes, is this halacha only true when you're shechting this animal which is dying? Or even when you're shechting a healthy animal, right? According to possibility one, it's even a healthy animal, because the issue here is that the optics of schlepping an animal on a stick is much worse than anything you could do in small trips. The other possibility is no. As long as it's a healthy animal and it really is l'tzorach yom tov, then we revert to our normal rule and do it in one shot and not in multiple shots. Then he has an overarching principle, which is, whenever possible, you should do something different. Right? It's not about more weight, less weight, more trips, less trips. It's about doing anything that's a nod towards the fact that it is Yom Tov. Okay. The Meiri as well weighs in here, and he says, when we call Makom, Imshachat Behema B'Shachres L'Tzorach Yom Tov V'Sadeh, if you shecht an animal in the morning for Yom Tov, V'Viaf B'Mot, U'V'Mota V'Seyash B'Nei Adam, the first possibility is like the second answer in the Rashba, that the limitation is only an animal that was dying. But if it's a healthy animal and it's really the Tzorach Yom Tov, so then schlep it in one shot like we saw in the Gemara in Shabbos. Wigdol mechabrim post kim shav beim a briyav and shenishcha b'shachres laakor tzorach yom tov lo yiven a b'derech chol shemivya biyado evar mivarim v'af al bi shavazu marba b'hiluch. But the Rambam paskins that even with a healthy animal, it's better to do it in one shot. Sorry, in multiple shots than one egregious one. But the tzorach lomer shetoseves mazo chomer mitoseves hiluch, and you have to say that the heavier weight is worse than multiple trips. Uberek hamevi nosin lehem din. He said, but the Gemara in Shabbos, right, which says that, look, we don't want you to increase weight or trips, tells you that really both of them, right, a lot of small trips or one big trip, they're all weekday-esque. The difference here is that uniquely, schlepping a whole animal is weekday, and schlepping limbs of animals are not. Right? I mean, normally, right? So the Rajba's conclusion is that normally one big weight is better than multiple trips. The Meiri's conclusion is no, both of them are bad. Right? Meaning we don't want you to. Right? It's a balance between them. Right? The way he reads the Gemara in Shabbos is not that it's one over the other. It's that. Because it doesn't say do it in one shot, right? It doesn't say put all five boxes and schlep it at once. It says four or five, meaning, right, try to, right? It seems like what he's saying is try to balance, right? Meaning, don't do too many trips and don't do such schleppy trips. Do a few medium weight trips, right? That's the ideal, right? Because more trips is bad and heavier weight is bad. But it's one or the other. You can't do nothing. So what do? You do, you know, you try to minimize the problem both directions. The reason our case is different is because schlepping the meat on the stick is really, really bad. Okay, but that's the...
You would think schlepping on a stick, meat, and stuff like that is a more hygienic, clean way of doing versus...
You 21st century.
Well, we are 21st century, right?
You know, honestly, I have no idea. Which is better? I don't know. Holding on a stick and having just like the whole animal there or little pieces? I don't know.
Having little pieces on a stick would be the health of the...
That would
be the Istanis approach. Would be a little...
Well, we're all Istanis these days.
Is there any requirement to eat any of the meat that you've already schlepped
in? So that we saw last week. We saw that 2 weeks ago. It's Machlokas Rishonim. Right?
What was the requirement of when you shefted it?
Now you mean once you get
in? Do you have to?
No.
Okay, so you could just schlep it in, you don't have to eat it again.
Yeah. Okay, so how do we paskin? So I just gave you the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in 16, Otso shel shvua shekada yayin, afa bishamoto listapik mimena, asr lahaskava lefanoso dvar mitzvah. If you have a storeroom, so you're allowed to go and get wine from it, but you aren't allowed to clear it out, except for a mitzvah. Gon shivinu lachnaz orchem, olagvobo beis medrash, right, for guests or for a base medrash, the kids admit fanehu. How do you clear out your stores? In my oats are gadol, mafana mina chamisha kupos, shakol kupa shalosayim. If it's big, so do it in five trips of three. Loyabel chamisha kumos, mafana mehem arba kupos. And if you have five boxes, only clear out four. Right, there's a secondary issue which I didn't get into, which is, you know, when you have a dirt floor,
right?
We learned this with the sweeping, right? But if you have a dirt floor, we don't want you to clear out everything, because then you'll end up also sweeping it and smoothing it down, so you leave one to remind yourself that you're not going to do that, fine. Any derabanan that we permit for a mitzvah is mutter for guests. But the most interesting thing about this is, this is just parenthetical, but it's important. What is the mitzvah of hachnasas orchem? Right? Because the Shulchan Aruch says, right, the Gemara is telling you, look, if you have guests, so you're allowed to do an extra bit of extra schlepping on Yom Tov. Because it's a mitzvah. But what does it mean to have guests? So we always say, oh, we're having guests. We're mekayim hachnasas orchem. He says, well, not necessarily Aman and Yasan, but he says, v'lo mikri orchem el shenis archo etla babayis. O shezimen orchem shenis archo el tzachirim. It's only people who show up at your house, or you invite people who were supposed to be somewhere else. Right, but a planned meal, you know, you have your friends over, right, and you planned it before Yom Tov, right? It's not just Aman and Yasom; it's someone who needs a place to eat,
right.
Not Erev Shabbos,
right?
Right? How the classic Anachas Orachim is someone needs a place to eat for whatever reason. It doesn't have to be a poor person. It could be someone whose plans fell through, right? Someone whose you know, blech was on too high and it burnt the food, right? Whatever. Or blech didn't go on, so it's all cold. So Shabbos morning, you take them into your house, you have surprise guests, right? It's not... Right, it's very nice to have friends and invite them over. But the mitzvah of Anachas Orachim isn't when I invite you this Shabbos and you invite me next Shabbos, and so I don't have to cook this week and you don't have to cook next week. That's not Anachas Orachim. It's nice, but it's not okay. And I'm going to make Orachim Veinu Sudas Mitzvah Rak Sudas Rishos. He said it's nice, but it's not a mitzvah. That's Rishos. Okay.
So I can't cook. We can't cook for the Ruchmans on Yom Tov.
You can cook for them. You just can't schlep. You can't bring them. You can't leave your living room full of stuff and then say, oh, the Redmans are coming, let's schlep all the stuff out. You can cook for them, that's fine, right? It's mutter to cook for them. It's this bizu yomto, right, where I have to schlep. Okay, 17, imshacha behem besada, if you happen to...
So as long as it's in your house and nobody sees it, it should be 100% okay. There's no bizu yomto.
No, it's, meaning it's... No, yeah, bizu it's no.
Right?
It's not bizu from... out, only from the outside perspective, right? It's a bizu yom tov. Now, I mean, there is a bit of a question: is this only in a field or not? But no, but even your house, right? You're supposed to, right? Treat it as yom tov.
That's not our Gemara. I mean, our Gemara's example
is... No, our Gemara is in the field, but the Gemara in Shabbos is in the house. 17. If shachar beim besadl even v'mot gedarch shos v'chol v'yena biyadoi varim ivarim. That's just our halacha. That if you shach the animal in the field. So don't bring it on the stick, bring it in pieces. Mishnah Berurah says, "Mshach behemah midestam mashma behemah bria dina hachi." Mishnah Berurah notes he seems to pass him like the Rambam that it's even for a healthy animal. Yivena biyado afakav the mafish like zeh behilucha, and he says therefore it seems like even though it's more trips, mikol makom adif tvei kedai shel yira keuvde dechol vayim b'megadim shachum ochir me'aranda filo de shinui ein kedai lahavi al yimot. The Ran seems to say that even if you could do it with some sort of shinui, that wouldn't be enough. In this case, we don't want that stick. Evarim evarim v'miyaf shel lushanos lavi evarim evarim kijon tzarach lamayr. But he now brings in the Gemara in Kuf Mem Ches, which says you only have to change when possible. But let's say, right, you shechted an animal and you have guests coming in half an hour, right? You have 50 guests coming in half an hour. So then he says, so then it's EF, Sharon, we saw the Gemara in Kuf Mem Ches. All these limitations that you should try to make things less, you know, egregious is only when possible. If not possible, so schlep, fine. Ayin Sham Nuch Hachmir. But then he brings in what the Rashba says, that maybe it's only by an animal that was dying that you have to be machmir, right? So that he brings in a possibility, and you're only allowed to be makel by a bria. And therefore, lehalacha, what he does is he combines two svarot, right? One is that if you have a lot of guests right away, so then since it's a case of it's impossible to do it in a different way, so then we say, fine, schlep. But only if it's a healthy animal, because then you can rely on the Rashba, which is that the whole limitation was only for a dying animal, not a healthy animal. And therefore he says, if it's both a healthy animal and you need it right away, so then just bring it in one shot. The Be'er Halacha says, Li'ir Orbishur Zarabim, Chayagam Nezhichichay Rabim. The Be'er Halacha agrees with Alan and says, but this is really only an optics question, and therefore this is only if it's in the city, or in public, where people will see you. But if it's in private, right, the Be'er Halacha says, no, this is really just an optics question. Therefore, if it's, you know, it's you're doing it in your backyard, right, and you're schlepping in the house, then he says it's totally mutter.
What's totally mutter? That you're allowed to bring it
in the pole. Right, that's the Be'er Halacha takes it from the Prima Gadim.
It's cleaner,
that's why. Great. Okay, so we have a little bit of time, so I put a few small issues on the next source sheet.
Yeah, I don't have
It would seem that even be the preferred approach is if you're taking piece
by piece,
you satisfied yourself with the first piece, don't you?
What?
You kind of satisfied your schlepping for your just being used with a little bit of taste.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then in terms of that, yeah. How many messages can I get? I don't understand. Okay, whatever.
Can you one more sheet, please?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay, so let's now move to the Gemara here. So the Gemara had said, where am I? Chaf Hayim and Beis. So this is the first wine line. Right, so Shach the Besadli Venabamot. So the Gemara then says, Tan Rabbanan, Once we're talking about things that can ruin the spirit of Yom Tov, the Gemara says, "Ein asuma yotze v'maklo." A blind person shouldn't go out with his stick, his walking stick. We're going to get to all this halachah ma'isa. Oh, v'lo ha'roa b'tarmilo. Right, or the shepherd. Thank you. There's the English with his
stick.
Yeah, it's also his
shepherd stick.
Whatever. They noten bikise
staff.
There you go. No, it's not tarmel.
It's something made of cloth.
Yeah, it's a pouch. A pouch.
A pouch.
Yeah. Okay. They noten bikise echad echad ish veechad isha. And you shouldn't go out on a chair, right? Like people schlepping you on a. I think the English is a palanquin, right, or whatever. And then the Gemara has a story. But let's just focus on this first point for a second. Why not, right? Why do we not want this Suma going out with his walking stick? So Rashi and the Rambam, if you look at the source sheet, says, so there's two possibilities, we'll see. One is that it's Zilus of the Yom Tov, it's a weekday activity, and the other is because it's a carrying problem. So Rashi says, Dehevi derechol, v'ika Zilus of the Yom Tov, a blind person with his walking stick, it's a weekday activity, and he shouldn't do that. The Beis Yosef writes, now we're gonna get to all this if this is really true, what circumstances are true, why is this different? Because as we'll see, the Gemara in Shabbos says that a person who can't walk can walk out with his cane. Right? So why is a person who has trouble walking different than a blind person? And you can see that's the next mini source, right? Achiluk ben zele kiteya. But let's just start with this. So the Beis Yosef says as follows: Yesh letmoa al hatur. Shekas v'linyan Shabbos. So our Gemara is talking about Yom Tov. But the Torah writes in the context of Shabbos. Umash midvarav shafilo tzilo shesarabim shari kisharabim tzrichim lo kisharo tzos haniskaros besimon zeh. Now, this is talking about the later stuff in the Gemara, which is the carrying on the chairs. Ugh, okay, really, we should do that first. You know what? Okay, let's skip the Beis Yosef for a moment. Just let's clarify it. Look at the Pnei Yoshua. Pnei Yoshua says the time of Mishum to Heaven Derechol. Right, he follows Rashi and says the problem here is weekday. Im Kain. Now, just the first thing is to note that if it's about Bizu Yom Tov, then it's going to be usur, even not to Rosh HaRabim, right? Meaning this is not about, right, seemingly, it's not about carrying, right? It's about, there's something about his walking stick that is weekday-like. Now, why that is interesting, but he says, if it's true that it's weekday-like at first glance, you would say that it'd be usur for the Summa to walk not just into Rosh HaRabim, but even outside, right? It doesn't matter. Usur mehai tam agufa. The efshar l'Rashi the shitazul nichal l'farish mishum chash iser hotzah, and he says, why does Rashi not raise the other possibility, which is that it's a carrying problem? He says mishum demash merush barakama demandis lemitoch shara legamri v'omin sarach v'yom tzas. He said Rashi was forced to say this was a spirit of the day problem because Rashi, as we've seen many times, there's a fundamental machlok has been Rashi and Tosfos and others on Yom Tov. When we say you're allowed to carry, do we mean you're allowed to carry for no reason at all? Or you're allowed to carry, but you need a good reason? So Rashi says, when we say it's mutter to carry, we mean it's mutter to carry no matter what. Tosfos says it's mutter to carry if you have a good reason.
And this is not a good reason.
Well, before we get to the good reason, right, the point that Pnei Yoshua makes is, according to Rashi, there's no possible way to assert this based on carrying.
Right.
Because Rashi says it's mutter to carry always full stop. That's it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. And therefore, Rashi is forced to say, well, then why can't he carry out his stick? It must be something else. So he says spirit of the day. The Rashba, though, says no. The Rashba says it's a carrying problem. Now you'll ask, why is it a carrying problem? The halacha is you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov. So then you'll say, oh, well, he must pass like Tosfos. You only let it carry Litzorech. Why is this not Litzorech? It's a blind person with his walking stick. Why is it not Litzorech? The Rajba says, Ein asume yotel shut a rabbi b'maklo, sharei ef shalol atzit b'lo makel, v'nem shalotzaz ha-makel shalot zarech. He says, because he can walk without it. He's blind. He's not lame. He can walk. How will he walk without his walking stick? I don't know. Someone will walk with him.
Walking stick in those days didn't mean necessarily conducting himself with a walking stick. It was more like to help him.
It could be.
But I doubt it was. I don't think it was necessary.
It could be. Look, we'll see the halachah l'maisa stuff in a little bit. But the business of the Rashba says, and therefore he says, that's why it's different. Like, that's why the lame person who needs things to support him, right? Smucho shalo, which is like crutches or something, right? Something along those lines, a walker, some, you know, some early equivalent of it. He is allowed to. V'chein mishenikdu ragla, v'niyochal agbilti maklos, or someone has no feet at all, right? No legs. He can go out however he goes out with whatever contraption. Shehein karaglain lepesach v'fil ing shurinbo lebisech. Sorry. Right, it's like legs for someone who's lame. Vafilu, even though those words are related, that's not the point. Vafilu, they are parenthetically they're related, right? Right, obviously, because right the reason that Pesach means to jump over is because it's a person with one leg, right, who needs to jump. That's the point, right? Poseach, the verb poseach means to hop in a way that you right. That's based on this. Rav Meidan argues. This is just an interesting point that. We always say that Pesach, we celebrate because God passed over us. But he says it's wrong. That's not what the word means, right? Poseach in Tanakh always means to jump into, right? Because it means someone with one leg, they jump into something. And Eliyahu accuses people of Poseach al Shnei Seifim. They're always jumping from one God into the other, not over. And therefore he says we're not celebrating that God passed over us, meaning the Malach HaMavis passed over us. We're thanking God because he dwelled in us, which protected us from the mashrit that was going through Mitzrayim. And close parentheses, right? Vafilu ein shurin bo shein lachol shema yiplu yilich biyado shareinu yachol halek b'libaldim shishon alem. And he says, and don't worry that the lame person might end up carrying his crutches. No, he won't, because he can't walk without them, right? It's just not happening. Okay. And the Tzlach says as well, Kamash Malan Shasr Omi Shum Delo Mechshiv Tzarach Tzas. It must be that he doesn't consider it a need at all. The Tzlach, however, pushes back. And the Tzlach says, I'm not sure this is true. I'm not sure that according to Rashi, right, the simplest nafkamina between Rashi and the Rajba is, would it be usher for a blind person to walk around in a courtyard with his walking stick? According to the Pnei Yeshua, look, if it's Zilus of the Yom Tov, it's no less Zilus of the Yom Tov in a chatzer, right, in a backyard, than it is in a street. Correct. And the Tzlach says, I'm not sure that's true. He said, even if you think that this is a spirit of the day problem, there's a difference. Meaning, even think about it, right, on Shabbos, when you go to shul, you wear a suit and tie. When you're in your house, right, you don't wear your suit and tie or whatever, right, and no one think, you know, maybe you do, I don't know. Uh-huh. Right? Fine, I get that. But I'm saying practically. Right? Practically, you take off your jacket when you're eating. Some people take off their jacket when they're eating, right? Why? Because still, right, there's a way you carry yourself in the street and the way you carry yourself in your backyard and your house. And therefore he says, I know the Rav didn't like this. That's not the point. Because you're dressed up for Shabbos, not for shul. I understand. I'm not saying this is a halachic statement. The halachic statement, you should wear your suit and tie at home.
Shalom says that if you look in the Mishnah Berurah says if you're alone on Shabbos in a hotel, don't put on your jeans and a t-shirt.
No, in a chanami. No, that's not what I'm saying.
Stranded in Labrador or something for sure.
For sure. You still dress up. No, for sure. But that doesn't mean that while you're eating, right, and your tie might get dirty, you don't take off your tie, right? My point is that there's still different standards, even mechuba. And therefore, the Tzlach says, I'm not sure this nafkamin is true. He says, L'chein ifiras daiti, l'otres be'kisei v'makel, leke'ez haratz kotz le'eruv. Fisham uzilus ad-yomtev hevi derechol. Says it's only out in public, out of the eruv. Al-reshus ha-yachet betoche eruv, lekel zilusa. But inside, or even within the eruv, meaning, you know, it's not so bad. Av ba'alunki, right, but the continuation of the Gemara, right, the palanquin, right, being schlepped around on a chair on people's backs, he said that already. Merci lehiloch m'makom rachok tvei minosim also bein yedeim. He said that's already, that's egregious. That I would tell you, even your house don't do it, because rich people went on people's shoulders to go far distances, right? They don't do it in their backyard. I always felt like, I don't know if you've ever done this, but like when you go to Manhattan, you have all these like bike cabs, right, where like someone rides a bike and you... I always felt like this, I'm like, I can never go in one. I'm like, it feels like, you know, medieval, right? Oh, the paupers on the bike are schlepping the rich people in the carriage behind them. I can't do it. It just drives me crazy. It just feels weird. Right. But as he says, no one does that in their backyard.
You feel weird if you're rich.
And maybe that's what it is. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, but isn't the difference when you're a blind person, at least in the modern day, you have the white cane. It's an accessibility aid, and also tells everyone else that you are blind.
Right. So the question is, right, is that going to be different? We'll see at the end, right, after we've gone to the sugya I gave you
Western Standard.
So you'll see later on, I put some halacha l'maaseh stuff for in Ramotra and Sicily Ezer. Okay. So
what's the summa to do? Stay home?
Or walk?
The answer?
No, or walk.
How can he walk?
Yeah. Well, apparently, that's the thing. Apparently, it was fine, right? Meaning, apparently, this walking stick in the time of the Gemara, right, was not what enabled him.
Right.
Whether let's hold Lemaisa yet, because I put Lemaisa at the end, right? Let's hold the Lemaisa for
a
moment. So we'll go with someone else. Right? I mean, apparently, you know, that was the thing. Apparently, that's what it was. Again, we'll see the Lemaisa a little bit later, but apparently this is the reality. So if you go to the Beis Yosef, so he says, now all of this should be a Yom Tov issue. Right? That's the context of the Gemara. But the Torah writes it in Shabbos. He said the problem is that, as the Gemara will say later on, about the schlepping on the shoulders, that's mutter if the community needs you. But that's really weird, because that would imply that it's mutter to carry someone even into Rosh Hashanah if the community needs you, which doesn't make any sense. He says, look, why did the Rif, the Rosh and the Rambam, say this is only a Yom Tov halacha? Because they said, look, it's not a carrying problem, it's a spirit of the day problem. But on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, as we'll see, we waive it sometimes if the community needs this person. But that's because there's no carrying problem. So we can say, look, if the community doesn't need you, and it's a spirit of the day problem, so then don't do it. But if the community needs you, so we'll waive the spirit of the day problem. But if it's Shabbos, we can't carry into Rosh Hashanah, and you can't carry into a Karmelis either, because you might end up in Rosh Hashanah. The Kaim Elon Kirabim, Barakam Motzei Tefillin, the Gozer Karmel, Rosh Hashanah. The Ain Lomar, the time of the Rabbeinu, Mishum the Armin and Hasan Perakin, Tad, the Mamar Marzucha, Mikatfi, Lubishabata, the Ragla, Alma, the Bishabas, Nami Shari. Don't tell me that late in a different Gemara it says they did it on Shabbos, because Rashi says, Shapir's Rashi, Vesa Medrishai, Mikatfi, Mosam, and Mikomam. That was inside. But Derazu, Yeshla Farish, Gamkin, Hadamash, Yerushalmi, Parakama, the Beta, the Adam, Sharabim, Trichel, Mutal, Tibishabas, the Asher Damash, the Chaim, the Kaimlo, and Achai no say it's Asmo, Lo Mitzar, Lahotzi, as Adam, Elamidra, Abanam, Makam, Sharabim, Trichel, Gazru. So at first, the Beis Yosef says, look, why does it have to be a spirit of Yom Tov question? Because we waive it if the community needs you. We could never do that on Shabbos. But then he says, you know what? Maybe not. Maybe. The reason the Summa can't go out with this stick is because carrying. Maybe the reason you can't schlep someone on your shoulders, carrying. So then why would we waive it? Why would we allow you to carry someone on the shoulders, which we'll get to, on Shabbos? That's impossible, right? He said, maybe it's not impossible. Because there's a halacha chayno seyetz atzmo, that when someone can carry himself, right, meaning he can walk, right, it's machlok is exactly what age, but definitely someone who can walk, carrying that person is only the Rabbanan. So therefore, the Beis Yosef says, maybe you really could carry someone on your shoulders on Shabbos, even into Rosh Hashanah, if the community needed him, because it's Rosh Hashanah, but it's only the Rabbanan. And therefore, maybe this whole sugya really is about carrying. Now, we wouldn't waive the walking stick, right? Because the walking stick is Hotzah. But we would waive the shoulder problem because you're carrying a person who could walk. And while the Beis Yosef doesn't love it, right? The Beis Yosef sides with the Rashi and the Rambam, really. This is a spirit of Yom Tov question. And that's why you can waive all these if the community needs you. The Bach likes it. And the Bach says, no, Lefisha Chaynose is Asmo. That's exactly, Beis Yosef is right. This is all a carrying problem. So how could it be that at the end of the sugya we say that you're allowed to carry the guy on your shoulders into Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos? Kayotze b'da, kaza Beis Yosef, at the near in the topic, Lefisha Rif Ramim Lokazvu, Lagaba Yomto. He said the Beis Yosef raised this, but he didn't like it. So he doesn't paskin that when Shulchan Aruch, Lefian is died, the near day in Suffolk, but I think it's obviously right. So what you get is two basic approaches to the sugya. One is that it's a carrying problem. You can only say it's a carrying problem if you accept two things. One is that you need, in order to be allowed to carry on Yom Tov, you need a justification. And two, this doesn't count as a justification. Right? That's the Rashba. Or you say it's a spirit of the day problem. The evidence that it's a spirit of the day problem is, first of all, if you think that it's never a problem to carry on Yom Tov, then the only way to justify this halacha is by saying it's a spirit of the day problem. Second of all, the Gemara at the end says that the similar case of carrying the guy on your shoulders is waived if the community needs you. We don't waive biblically surim. One possible nafkamina is, will this apply only in Rosh HaRabim or even in an Eruv or even in a Chatzer? So, Pnei Yeshua says, well, it depends. If you think it's about carrying, so it's only into Rosh HaRabim. But into an Eruv, into a backyard, so the Summa can go out with his walking stick, no problem. If you think it's about the spirit of the day, he couldn't. The Tzlach says, I don't think that's true. Even if it's the spirit of the day. It's only a spirit of the day problem in Times Square, right? Now, Lahalacha, therefore, according to the Tzlach, you know, any place you have an Eruv, that means your de facto poskening is not Rosh HaRab and Daraisa, so you'd be allowed to, according to both opinions. Now, how could it be, if it is a carrying problem, so why is it that we waive the schlepping the guy on your shoulders when the community needs you? So if it's a spirit of the day problem, no problem. If it's a problem of carrying, how would you waive it? So that, the Beis Yosef suggests that doesn't like it, the Bach accepts it, that no, it's not a problem, because Chayin say it's Osmo. If someone can walk, so then it's not a biblical prohibition to carry him, and therefore, in fact, we could waive it even on Shabbos. Okay, so we'll stop there. What we'll do next time is we'll finish the Gemara till the Mishnah. We'll distinguish between the blind person and the lame person. We'll do a little bit of halacha l'maisa on it, and then we'll just define what tzarach rabim is, and that'll bring us to the end of the Mishnah.